Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
Welcome into this edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston, and I am thrilled to be with you. I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Grizz Essentials for sponsoring this edition of Locked On Grizzlies. GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Go there and get yourself some great Grizz gear in this off season. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today about the new D-League team name and all of that stuff. So maybe, you know, I've talked to the Grizz Essentials folks. Maybe they'll end up with some Memphis Hustle stuff before too long, because yes, that is the name of the team. We'll talk about it momentarily. But again, go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Get your gear, get that box. And when you get that box, my goodness, it's going to be so awesome. In fact, today, as I record this right now, I am wearing a Memphis Sounds inspired Ringer shirt that came as part of one of the boxes from the folks at Grizz Essentials. It is really, really cool. I get a lot of compliments on it, and it is really comfortable on top of that. So check it out. One of the many things that you'll get, not just shirts, but artwork, gear, mugs, you know, stuff for your pets, pens. It's all kinds of things. You never know what you're going to get, but it's going to be fabulous, and a lot of it is going to be local, inspired by Grizzlies stuff, but a whole lot cooler because it's a very unique set of things. You're not going to just be able to go to the store and get. Check it out again, GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Well, as I mentioned, today we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA Finals, where, well, for a quarter it looked like we might actually have a competitive game in this postseason. But no, not the case. Second half, dominance, Warriors crush the Cavs, go up one game to none. The Warriors are now 13-0 in this postseason. I'll talk about that game coming up in just a little bit, give a little quick breakdown. But I did want to talk about the news of the day, and that is that the Grizzlies made it official that the name of the D-League franchise that they now own and operate, and that will play down in South Haven, Mississippi, at the Landers Center, which is, for those of you that aren't from the area, that is about 10, 15 minutes away from FedEx Forum. It's pretty short trip from downtown Memphis. The team name will be the Memphis Hustle. That is what, and not only will it be the Memphis Hustle, but the logo, all that stuff is going to be inspired, you know, not only by the Grizzlies, because that would make a lot of sense, obviously, but it's got a little ABA kind of flavor to it. The logo with the outline of the Grizz Bear logo, the traditional Grizzly Bear logo, but it's red and it's got the Hustle in that kind of 70s-ish sort of font. It evokes that kind of a feel, which to me is exactly what you want from a D-League team and soon to be G-League team. That's exactly what you want. You want that kind of feel of a little minor league fun, you know, kind of that the freewheeling vibe of it. The name, you know, I don't want to get into all of the, like, you know, deep etymology of what they did and all their design stuff and that kind of thing. I'll let all their people do that. You can read about it on their website at grizzlies.com. But suffice to say, it does speak to the idea, the brand, the image that the Grizzlies have tried to evoke: hard work, you know, gritty, grindy, et cetera, all that stuff. I mean, hustle certainly goes along with all of that stuff. So in that sense, it's a pretty easy association to make. And, you know, honestly, I think it works well as a name. It works well, you know, when you're talking about down the hustle. Players can be hustlers. So, I mean, that's cool. And to go along with the continuity that we talked about yesterday in retaining Chris Makris as GM and Glenn Cyprian as head coach, it's it's a good deal, and it makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels. So you can expect to hear more about the Hustle season tickets, the hustlers that will be out there. You know, I can only imagine that you'll have the Hustle against the Charge, you know, like the Canton Charge, or the Toros, or the 87ers, or all those teams that you'll be able to see. I was thinking about this today. It's a cool name, and the logo's cool. I would imagine they will sell a little bit of that gear, because it is probably going to be pretty neat. But I still ask the question, are you actually going to go down and watch any of those games? Are you going to actually be a fan of the D-League team? You know, even if you are a Grizzly fan, does that carry over into the D-League? Are you going to make that trip down if you live in the Memphis area? I mean, those of you that are listening in North Mississippi, you might just slide over because it's not going to be very far for you. And, you know, why wouldn't you? But if you're in Memphis, or if you're somewhere else and you have to make a trip exclusively to do that, will you? Will you actually do it? You know, doesn't matter what the name is. Are you actually going to go and watch? And that's the thing, is I think, you know, when all said and done, the idea of all of this that we've talked about, the name, the proximity, practicing with the Grizzlies in their facility, all that stuff, I can totally understand why the John Hollingers of the world are pumped, why Chris Wallace is pumped, why, you know, David Fizdale's pumped, why the coaching staff, the development staff, those guys, I can understand why they're excited. That makes perfect sense for not only, you know, even Jason Wexler in the business side of it. You know, it makes sense to own and operate your team. It just makes things more simple. But what I don't think it's going to carry over to the fans. I don't think that, because, you know, how many D-League games did you watch last year? Even if you're a Grizzly fan, did you go out of your way to watch the Iowa Energy win? Jarrell Martin, Wade Baldwin, you know, those kind of guys were down there. Deontay Davis was playing. Did you go out of your way to watch? The answer is probably no. And if you did, you probably didn't watch all that much of it, because it's really the quality of the games varied widely and for the most part weren't great. No knock on those players, who are a lot of them really talented, and obviously you've seen many of them go on from the D-League and be not just good, but really good players in the NBA. So, you know, that's no knock on the ability of those players in any way, shape, or form. It's just the nature of the deal. You're talking about players that aren't quite at the level of the NBA. You're talking about a lot of times players who haven't necessarily played all that much together. You know, squads that tend to be a little more variable. There's a little more turnover in those squads, so the continuity isn't quite there. You don't have a lot of the same types of players at the D-League level. You don't tend to have as much rim protection, for example. So, you know, overwhelming athleticism, you know, when guys come down and have that athletic ability, they can kind of dominate in a way that doesn't really carry over to the NBA as much. I mean, you see like the likes of Jarrell Martin can really just use his athletic ability to kind of overwhelm guys at the D-League level. But then what does that do for you in the NBA? Because we've seen that he doesn't really have a position in the NBA. So the quality of the game itself isn't great. But, you know, you want to go and watch, and particularly if you want to, you know, if the Grizzlies, now, unfortunately, this year is probably the worst year for the Grizzlies not to even have a draft pick. And maybe they end up with a second-round pick, and maybe they make a big trade, who knows. But at least as it stands right now, they don't have a draft pick. So the one year that you would like to see those guys up close and personal, some draft pick, odds are you're not going to be able to see them. I guess it's possible that you could see Rade Zagorats, depending on how things go with him. Maybe he goes down to the D-League. But I think the idea is for him to make the main roster and to be part of it. And you know, maybe he takes up one of those two-way slots, but I don't think so, because that's typically reserved for mostly D-League guys to jump up rather than the other way around. So unless you want to see the continued development, I mean, I would hope that Wade Baldwin spends more time with the Grizzlies. I'm sure he'll have a few games down in South Haven. I would hope, though, that he starts to spend more time with the main roster, because that's what he needs to do, considering he was a mid-first-round pick. Those are the kinds of picks that you need performance from. So, you know, that's something obviously we'll talk about over the coming months. But, yeah, it would be a surprise and an unpleasant one if he spent a great deal of time down in South Haven and didn't make any kind of an impact whatsoever on the main roster. But, of course, you know, all of that remains to be seen with his development and everything else. But the Memphis Hustle, that is the team name. Mark it down, write it down, put it in your heart. There you go. It will be the Hustle that will start playing. The season tickets are on sale now. There will be, I would imagine, some more information coming out soon enough. I don't think they're going to do any kind of a major, you know, press conference or anything like that, like some teams have done, and like they did with the announcement of the D-League purchase. But we will see. On my radio show, for those of you that are listening early on Friday morning, coming up in just a little bit, so around 8 o'clock, I'll be talking with Jason Wexler, the Grizzlies president of business operations that we mentioned earlier. I'll be talking to him about this and about how this whole thing kind of came about and where the Grizzlies go from here and where the Hustle goes from here. So for those of you listening on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM, if you're around here, you can listen to me there. If not, check our website at sports56whbq.com or get the app. You can do that with whatever device you've got, and you can check the podcast out. That'll be an 8 o'clock Central Time interview that is scheduled with Jason Wexler. Got some good interviews coming up, by the way, working on with the Grizzlies over the next few weeks as we lead into the draft and all of that. So I'll tell you more about those over the next few episodes. But we've got some cool stuff coming up if everything works out well. Fingers crossed. So continue to listen here to Locked On Grizzlies for all of that. I did want to mention just a little bit about the NBA Finals, and I have to say I was hoping that I would be wrong about the fact I predicted the Warriors sweeping the Cavs, but I have to say that after game one, that really only reinforced the thoughts behind why I thought this thing would be a sweep, because, man, you know, for those of you that watched, the first quarter was incredibly awesome. Dunks everywhere, great plays on both sides. Both teams played really hard, not necessarily all that well, especially at the beginning, but man, the intensity was absolutely off the charts. Outrageous. Fantastic. Big plays, dunks. You know, it was awesome. It was awesome. But as the game wore on and you saw the Cavs start to kind of fade a little bit, and the realization of what Golden State could do started to hit. Golden State's defense continued to make it really, really tough for Cleveland to get anything going. LeBron could only do so much, and after really getting to the foul line a ton in the first quarter, didn't do it much after that. Tristan Thompson, who was kind of the X factor for Cleveland in their previous series, was really ineffective. J.R. Smith couldn't get anything going at all. And, you know, Kyrie was just okay, but was getting drilled on the defensive end. You know, all of that really worked in the favor of the Warriors, who killed them on the offensive glass, who killed them in the paint, just destroyed Cleveland in the paint. Got so many easy looks, got so many dunks out of all of this that it didn't even turn into a competitive game. And the truth be told, you know, Draymond Green was just okay, and Klay Thompson was, at least on the offensive side, flat out bad. Now, he was very good defensively, but on the offensive side, where you expect him to be able to get it done, he was 3 of 16 from the field and 0 of 5 from 3. And all of that being said, the Warriors still won by 22. And they only shot 43% from the field in this game, and they gave up 9 more free throws to Cleveland. They basically had the same number of threes. But the big difference, 20 turnovers for Cleveland, 4 turnovers for Golden State. 4 turnovers, 31 assists for Golden State. 15 assists, 20 turnovers for Cleveland. Anyway, that is about all you need to know, because those are devastating numbers from Cleveland's perspective and amazing numbers from Golden State's. And, you know, I didn't even really think that Golden State, I mean, they didn't play all that well. Durant was fantastic. You know, he had so many dunks because, you know, so much space was opened up. You know, everyone was really paying attention to Steph Curry. And on transitions, you saw Durant just get easy opportunities. Warriors with a 27-9 fast break win in this game. That's 18 points was crucial. And Durant had so many run out dunks because, you know, Cleveland really didn't stop the ball. They were so worried about the shooting. But this tells you that Golden State really didn't, you know, to me, there's still a lot they can improve on. And that's why this thing is scary. Because if they can improve on a lot and they still beat what is an excellent Cleveland team by, you know, 22. I mean, you know, we remember what happened in the, you know, first game of the Spurs-Rockets series. You know, it's not as if one game decides everything. But I just don't see what Cleveland can do. If they can't get, you know, dominant performances on the offensive glass, if they can't stop turning the ball over, if they can't force turnovers, and their defense, the Cavs' defense is not good, and it's not really built to deal with a team like Golden State. No defense really is. When all that goes down, I don't see how Cleveland wins a game. It's kind of was my mindset for thinking it was going to be a sweep, and you know, I realize that Cleveland, I think, they're going to have to play better. Certainly, it would be hard for them to play too much worse than they did in the second half of this game, and in the third quarter in particular. But you know, they're going to have to play a lot better, or else they're going to get run off the floor. And they were run off the floor in game one. Great defense from Golden State, holding Cleveland to just 35% shooting and forcing 20 turnovers. Golden State gets a lot of credit for their offense, rightfully so. They should get more credit. They get some credit, and maybe a lot of credit even, but they need to get even more credit for their defense because their defense is just stellar. Game two of the series will be on Sunday. Fingers crossed it's more competitive than game number one. Next week, lots more to get to with Locked on Grizzlies. Please keep downloading. Keep subscribing. I would really appreciate it if you could leave a review, particularly 5-star reviews on iTunes. They are so helpful. And I know those of you that listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear us doing them say that, and you just, I mean, I know it's a pain. Honestly, I know it's a pain. You know, no one wants to, you know, click and leave the review and all that stuff. But if you really like it, it is an awesome thing. It means a lot to me, and I would appreciate it if you could take just a moment to do that and to subscribe if you haven't already done that. Check it out. We've got lots more to come throughout the offseason. We will be doing these podcasts 2 and 3 times a week, somewhere in that neighborhood, over the entire offseason, and a little more frequently probably for free agency and for you know, draft. I've got a week. I'll go ahead and warn you that I'll have a week. The week in between the draft and the start of free agency is a week that I will be on vacation, so there will be no pods then. But other than that, once we come back, then it's going to be hitting it hot and heavy. So just kind of, you know, put that on the calendar and just know that last week of this month, there will be no Locked on Grizzlies. But other than that, we'll be on our normal schedule. So looking forward to bringing you all kinds of great stuff throughout the summer and on into next season. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.